We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Listen to Burn Ends on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Thanks for tuning in. It's the annual, probably more accurately, semi-annual football show. I was thinking on the way over here how it gets harder and harder for me to figure out when fall begins. You can't go by when school starts. Because these kids, these poor kids, just start so early these days. You can't tell by the weather, because it'll be like 95 in October. So the only thing that really sort of makes it feel like fall to me is when football's back. College started last week. The pro season starts tonight. And all of a sudden, even though it's hot as heck out, it suddenly feels like fall. So keep it tuned right here. I got a bunch of football records talking over the NFL film soundtrack right now.
This is the sound of professional football in the 1970s. The action of weekly contest between the teams that make up the National Football League. As professional football enters its second 50 years, millions of Americans thrill to the action, the drama, the spectacle inherent in the game. The sport is an essential element of the American way of life. How did it begin? How did the National Football League establish itself? Come back with us now to the year 1920. The year organized professional football was born.
Let's do the football, baby! Let's do the football, baby! Let's do the football, baby! We'll be right back.
The one who's gonna live. fever, but now the eagle's gonna fly. Tony's gonna kick it, yeah, he'll kick it straight and high. Freddie has a fever, but the eagle gonna fly.
Archie, who, you were Tiger Bait. That's what we said down south in Tiger Town that fateful day. Tiger Town is where it happened last December 5, when the Ole Miss Rebels and Archie Manning barely got out alive. It was the most points ever scored by either team. At the end, the scoreboard read LSU 61, Ole Miss 17. Now Archie Manning was a man that we all knew, 'cause he had made the past 2 years long for LSU. But deep in Tiger Town that night, down in Death Valley, the fighting Tigers were in their den, waiting for you, Archie. Manning tried to run in the middle, and he tried to run around in, and he tried to throw that football again, again, and again. But everywhere he turned, this is what he saw: Casanova, Cassio, and Anderson just nibbling at his jaw. Tiger Stadium came alive that night as the Tigers ran up the score. You could hear those Cajuns screaming, "Come on, Mac, we want one more." 'Cause it all meant so much that night down in Death Valley. An Orange Bowl bid in the championship of the SEC. So oranges, 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 they came from everywhere. You could even hear old Colonel Reba yelling, "Hey, what am I doing here?" 10,000 students charged the field with seconds left to go. They turned that football game into a Tiger TV show. Archie who, Archie who, oranges is what we like. Archie who, you can see us again on New Year's night. Archie who, we say goodbye to you. But here's a thing you'll remember.
Tick tock, that's money clock. There's Gary Davis and drop back. Freddy, Doc Scott. Hey, look, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Incredible Al Baker, that is. Hound dog, woo-hoo. That dog will hunt. David Hillhouse on the street. Earl Flynn in the end zone. Touchdown, touchdown. Hear those line rolls, watch the score. New Orleans Super Bowl. World champ, Silver Dome. Detroit. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Listen to the lines roar. Listen to the lines roar. Rawr, rawr. As you watch those score.
Woo! That's funky.
About halftime here on the Burn Ends 2024 football show. Talking over Sticks of Dynamite doing It's Football, Baby. Before that, we heard Jerry O doing Funky Football. former Detroit Lions safety Jimmy Spider-Man Allen doing Spider's Delight. Before that, we heard Bobby Crawford doing Grease Lightning. Nice little Arkansas Razorbacks number. Mike Tiger with Archie Hu at LSU. The Rebel Rousers doing the Ballad of Archie Hu. You know, just point counterpoint on the Archie Manning debate. We heard about 10 seconds of the Singing Buckeyes of Columbus, Ohio doing Across the Field, a little Ohio State Buckeyes song. The Hog Callers before that with Colin the Razorbacks. If that voice sounded familiar, because I'm pretty sure it was none other than Silver Fox Charlie Rich. The Temps doing The Eagle's Gonna Fly. We started things off with The Chiefs Are on the Warpath by Marilyn May. Chiefs kicking off the season tonight against Baltimore. Eagles tomorrow against Green Bay in Brazil. And then, of course, all day Sunday. Keep it tuned right here.
On a January afternoon in Miami in 1969, the Baltimore Colts and the New York Jets met for the third Super Bowl contest between the National and American Football Leagues. The National League team was expected to win. Led by quarterback Earl Morrill in a ferocious defense, the Colts had conquered the NFL with a brilliant 13-1 record and a 34-0 league championship victory over the Cleveland Browns. The Jets, despite the presence of their controversial quarterback, Joe Namath, appeared to be outclassed. The first period was scoreless, but in the second, the Colts were driving for it.
He's out there working together in his own way with some of my brothers right today, making scores high and low, even on his TV show. Born May 31st, 1943, into the world came Joe Willie, the handsome son of John and Rose. The girls all call him Broadway Joe. Do that thing, it's called a touchdown. Hit me now if you can. Came out New York way. Once too small, it started to grow. Get on now, a giant of a man called Broadway Joe. With his llama rug and his mink coat, he corralled and tamed a herd of goats. At Bachelor's Three, they all know, good looking, fun loving Broadway Joe. Broadway Joe. Get on! Broadway Joe. Do that thing, it's called a touchdown. Hit me now if
this band. Huh. But I am going back to my car home, 'cause I dig that funky football.
I go home to the funky football, 'cause you wanna, you can go home.
Started to rise. Well, I was working up a sweat, but it weren't for the heat, and much to my surprise, yeah, all of Atlanta was feeling it too. The reason was simple and clear. You see, the Falcons are gonna tear them up. It's really gonna happen this year, 'cause we got
Falcon fever, the kind that has no cure.
Yeah, it's
Falcon fever.
They're gonna blow them out for sure.
Ooh, that Satan's gonna beat them Saints. Everybody said it, but now they can't hit it.
36, black and gold, set, ha!
Who that said he gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't.
Who that? Who that?
All the other teams in the NFL, they can all just go to hell. 'Cause way down south in New Orleans, the Saints are building a super team. So go Saints, go, we on a roll. Let's keep on rolling to the Super Bowl.
Keep on rolling to the Super Bowl.
Who that said he gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't.
Who that? Who that?
Who that said he gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't.
Who that? Who that?
No respect for 21 years. Seen a lot of losses and shed a lot of tears. Then along came Jim, Mora, and Finks to put the team back in sync. Who that said he gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't.
Who that? Who that?
Who that said he gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't.
Who that? Who that?
That's Bobby Engbear, he's very underrated. He's the quarterback, and he's gonna be the greatest. There's Reuben Mays, who the fans call Root. I think he's the greatest too. And there's Dalton Brilliant, he's my man. If Reuben doesn't do it, then Dalton can. I think who that said he's gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't.
Who that? Who that?
Who that said he's gonna beat them Saints?
Who that? Who that?
Everybody said it, but now they can't. Is always intact. You never ever see a quarterback sack. The defensive line is terror too. If you're the quarterback, I feel sorry for you. There's Ricky Jackson, he knows what to do. Some call him a set drink, head of number two.
Why do men play the game of professional football? There's surely no single answer. Football is an outlet for emotions, a chance for players to reach a peak of human endurance, to feel the action, power, and achievement of human contests of will. Players like the risk, the fear, the outlet for sheer physical energy. Buddy Young attained prominence as one of the smallest and most exciting running backs in professional football. He talks about playing football and about the feeling of being a little marked man in a big man's game.
But professional football, like big business, is
competition. Eagles keep flying, flying, flying. We got a winner. Flying, flying, flying. We got a winner. I want to fly with the Eagles to New Orleans. Fly with the Eagles down to Super Bowl 15. I want to fly with the Eagles what it seems. Oh, man, it's your execution. Beat the Raiders. Knock them off the feet. See the Eagles. Knock those Raiders on the seat. Philadelphia knows that victory. Your execution. I want to fly with the Eagles to New Orleans. Fly with the Eagles down to Super Bowl 15. I want to fly with the Eagles. What a team. Open, it's your execution. Eagles keep flying, flying, flying. We got a winner.
Spider-Man Allen, and I have a message for everyone in the NFL. Spider-Man sitting on the seat with his helmet way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of cleat. The line began to roar. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you sitting on the empty seat? Come and watch the feature line that no one seems to beat. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one's gone. And another one's gone. And another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Offense, defense, special team. If you take it with the line, you know what I mean. Last year's team was 2-14, but this is the year for New Orleans. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you sitting on the edge of your seat? Come and watch that detour line that no one seems to beat. And another one bites the dust. And another one bites the dust. And another one's gone. And another one's gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. I'm the Spider-Man and I can do whatever a spider can. I can spin a web any size. I even catch football just like fire. We got an offensive line who's very tough. We got a defensive line called the Silver Rush. Got Dexter Buddy, Horace King, see Billy run. They couldn't catch him with the gun. Tick tock, that's money clock. There's Gary Danielson, top back pass, touchdown. Wide receivers, Freddie Doc Scott. It's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's Incredible Al Baker, that is. Hound dog, woo-hoo, that dog will hunt. David Hillhouse on the street, Earl Flynn in the end zone.
Another one,
touchdown, touchdown. Hit those line rolls, watch the score. New Orleans Super Bowl, world champ, Silver Dome.
Another one, bites the dust.
Detroit, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Another one, bites the dust.
Listen to the line roll. Listen to the
another one bites the dust.
Look out, football, here we come. Houston Oilers number one.
Houston has the Oilers, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, always in control. And when you say the Oilers, you're talking Super Bowl. 'Cause we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one.
Oh, I'm a football winner, but my man ain't dead, dead. He's buried deep in the soul. The pillars stepped under his head. Oh, he's just been laid up. beat the season from the start to the very end. I tried to steal the ball a thousand ways, but I never win. Oh, a football winner's woes, and almost every woman knows. When the football season starts, she's putting on a morning clothes. No need to fight it, it's out of hand. When the football season starts, we're losing our men again. Yeah, my man puts his hand up on that TV set instead of me. With his eyes focused on that ball, that's all he ever sees. Oh, when it's all over, he's telling me that I'm everything to him in life. I hate myself for being easy bait, but I'm his loving wife. When the football season, this old lady again.
Like a gun. battle is over and the fans have all gone. Before the dusk has turned to dawn, and in the hour the dream will fall to his knees. He'll thank God for his victory.
It would make a strong pig run. Holding that line is awful hard labor, but you gotta make the other team.
That just about does it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Annual, semi-annual Burn-Ends Football Spectacular. Let's see, what'd we hear? That was Cecil Buffalo and the Prophets doing the Wild Hogs. If you're wondering why there's so many Razorbacks and Eagles records on this football show, it's because, one, I'm an Eagles fan, and two, I'm always looking for records in Arkansas. So you just find a lot of these Razorbacks records. I don't know if there's any other team that I know of that had more records cut than the dang Razorbacks. It's crazy. The Eagles, I'm sorry, Jay and the Techniques with Keep the Ball Rolling. Nice little Eagles number. Oh, my God. Before that was Tom Stringfellow with Indian Joe, an ode to the former Arkansas State mascot. Back when the Arkansas State was, before they changed their names to the Red Wolves. Believe it or not, Arkansas was about 30 years ahead of Washington, who waited till like 2023 to change their name to the Commanders. All right. We had some Tennessee Vols song before that. Absolutely terrible, but I had to throw one in for our state school. Memphis' own Cordell Jackson doing Football Widow on our own Moon Records. Probably one of my favorite football records. Lee Hoffman with Houston Oilers number one. I guess technically we can call that a Titans record. Oh, Lee Spiderman Allen, a couple other Detroit Lions doing Another One Bites the Dust. The Sharks doing their knockoff of Steve Miller. That was called Fly with the Eagles. Crossfire with their New Orleans Saints classic, Who Dat? Some guy named Bill Steve Carlisle doing Falcons Fever. I think I could only stand about 30 seconds of that one. Stan the Man doing Muscle Man Does the Football. And Russell Lee started us off with the Legend of Broadway Joe. Thanks to Burnett, to Box of Records Zach for the loan on that. Oh, and big thanks to John Mitchell for throwing me that Sharks Fly with the Eagles record the other day. New one to me. I was so happy to get it. Thanks to Charlie Shimitar for hanging out. The mayor of Vinton Ave in the studio talking football. We're going to close it out with probably the biggest, maybe not the best, but certainly the biggest football record. Here's the Super Bowl Shuffle. Have a good season, everyone. See you next week.
And I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Moe Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop them cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like a new year would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble.
Man, when I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field.